This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Under pressure from Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, PECO has withdrawn its recent rate hike proposal filed just weeks ago with the State Public Utility Commission. From WHYY's Climate Desk, senior reporter and editor Susan Phillips joins us this morning to explain what's going on. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
This is quite a turnaround. I must say, I do not recall a utility doing an about-face when it comes to a rate hike proposal like this.
That's right. In fact, you know, I spoke to the public advocate yesterday in Harrisburg, and he told me that in his more than two-decade career in this field, he has never seen a utility withdraw a rate case. But there has been a lot of pressure on PECO since they made their announcement on March 31st.
Let's go back to yesterday morning. You're going about your day, and suddenly you get a text from a source that this is going down.
That's right. And I started working on the story, and within 20 minutes, there were the announcements from both the governor's office and PECO. And Governor Shapiro had been calling them out publicly, saying the rate hike was pure greed and that they should withdraw it. And it's not just Democrats. A group of Republican suburban lawmakers had also written PECO asking them to reconsider. Democrats had started a public petition that called on the PUC to reject it. The labor union that represents PECO workers had a lot of criticism as well.
So this was a double-digit rate hike plan they wanted for both electric and gas. And some customers could have ended up paying $35 more per month at a time when they are very aware of where their money is going. It's a time when prices are going up on so many day-to-day expenses.
That's right. And, you know, gas prices are going up as well. And, you know, Jennifer, the other thing to note is in the rate case, they had asked for almost 11% return on equity. So what is that? That's the return on their infrastructure investments. And that's something that ratepayers pay, right? When we get a rate hike, we are paying for that infrastructure. And that's pretty high for a monopoly utility. You know, people don't have a choice when it comes to who can deliver our electricity to us. And that is why we have utilities like this regulated by the Public Utility Commission.
And Susan, you've reported on recent profits that PECO made.
Yes, the company had an almost 50% jump in net profits, which they attributed to the rate hikes that kicked in at the beginning of 2025. Also, the CEO of Exelon, PECO's parent company, made $15.6 million last year.
Wait, what?
Yep. And all of this influenced the reaction by Governor Shapiro and the lawmakers and, of course, the ratepayers.
So what did Governor Shapiro say about PECO dropping the rate hike request?
He seemed very proud. You know, in a statement, he said that it's a major win for the 1.7 million Pennsylvanians who live in PECO's territory. The governor said it would save them $510 million collectively.
And PECO, what are they saying?
PECO said they made the decision based on affordability issues, saying that they withdrew the proposed rate hike because everyone is struggling to afford things like food, gas, and energy bills. So PECO's justification for the rate hike was that it planned to invest $10 billion in an infrastructure to shore up the electrical grid. But you know, Jennifer, this really started to snowball and become a public relations headache for PECO. They are also in the midst of a tough contract negotiation with the linemen and other workers. And so it remains to be seen what happens next because, you know, they could always file again next year.
So let's recap.
Well, a couple weeks ago, they asked the Public Utility Commission to approve a 12.5% rate hike for electricity bills, an 11.4% hike for gas. That would have meant Philadelphia residents would have had to pay $20 more on average each month, and suburban customers would have shouldered a $35 a month increase. But that's all off the table now.
Well, thanks for joining in, Susan.
You're welcome.
That's senior reporter and editor Susan Phillips from our climate desk. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.